The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. It's a pretty happy day when you get to sit around a table with people who have been your pals since a long time ago and say things to make one another hoot and laugh and sop tears on their cuffs. Somebody told a story that made someone almost spray her beer across the table through her nose. It was a story that hinged on whether a comma belonged inside or outside the quotation marks. On the right kind of night, there's just no place more fun than the table where all the English majors are sitting. Lie and lay, fewer and less, it's and it's, there and there, you and me, hang with the English majors, and this stuff gets funny. You don't have to be an English major to get grumpy about language, to have pet peeves. Some people roll their eyes at irregardless. Others guffaw internally at unhealthful and unhopeful. Some people go bonkers when someone starts a sentence with however or therefore. It all depends on how it was drilled into you. A word I hate to hear is decimate. When I was in grade school, I did a report on the Romans. I learned about words we have like decade and decimal that come from the Latin word for 10. I read in the encyclopedia that when Roman soldiers failed at their mission, the punishment was decimation. Every tenth one was killed. So what does that mean for a forest that somebody says has been decimated? Probably not that every tenth tree was cut. The way people use the word these days, decimation goes along with desecration, desolation, and destruction. That's the way languages change. I still cringe at the word, though, because it always reminds me of that creepy little fact I learned in the fifth grade, even if that's not what decimate really means anymore. Another word whose meaning is shifting is peruse. For your perusal, someone might scrawl on a sticky note, check this out. Perusing sounds like it must be a lot like carousing, except more dainty, executed on tiptoe, perhaps, or with a magic wand. To peruse a document, it sounds like you might flip through the pages and scan the headings a little bit. That's the way a lot of people use the word. The dictionary, however, says otherwise. In there, peruse means to read or examine with great care. But out here, in the world of people and shifting words and murky meanings, if someone asks you to peruse something, it's a good idea to check and see if they mean skim or study. The other day, I was in a bakery at the morning rush. The harried woman behind the counter was performing Olympic feats of multitasking, microwaving cinnamon rolls, steaming milk, making change. People kept pouring in the door. The line was compressing into an ever-growing clump that was backing up through the entire place. The manager poked his head out from the back and said, "Yikes, it's a war zone out here," and he began to help. A war zone. What is it that makes this scene like a war zone? Nobody's trying to kill anybody. The glass is in all the windows. Buildings aren't pocked by bullets. I haven't heard any explosions. There are no helicopters, no concertina wire. No roadblocks, no gunfire. Kids aren't schooled against playing with unused ordnance. The cropland is not mined. Litter is litter. The bakery has regular hours and plenty of bread. How do peace zones get to be called war zones? Why would the meaning of that phrase be shifting in our language? You don't have to be an English major to wonder about that. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.